بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي العباس عبد الله بن عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال: إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك إلى آخر الحديث. We are still in this hadith that when a person makes intention, Allah Ta'ala gives him the reward for his action. And when he does the action, Allah multiplies it by 10 or by 700 and even more than that. And when a person does the intention of doing something wrong, Allah only writes one sin. Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali writes, this is also the great, great compassion of Allah Ta'ala upon man. Because man by nature commits much more sins than what he does of his good deeds. And if Allah did not multiply the good deeds, Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali writes, nobody should have entered Jannah. But Allah in His great mercy and kindness multiplies the good deeds and gives us so much more. And by that Allah will enter so many people into Jannah. Otherwise we might not realize it for ourselves. But we are more in sin than what we are in good deeds. Like that normally we think ourselves that I don't commit any sin. But it just needs a little bit of effort from our side to see what our real condition is. And it is therefore very easy for us to criticize other people, to speak bad about other people, because we are quite content that we ourselves are good. And we can become a judge and we can criticize and speak bad about other people. But if Allah removes that screen, which will definitely be removed in the Akhirat, but if it is removed here and a person sees his condition, then he will be convinced that I am the worst in the world and there is nobody better than me. Anyway, with regard to the intention, there are five stages of the thoughts and in thoughts that come to a person. So the first three stages are the various stages of thought, resolve and intention. That is thoughts that come to a person, then a person resolves to do something, and then he makes intention after that. Have been discussed at length by the ulama. The first stage is called hajis. What is hajis? That refers to stray thoughts that crosses a person's mind, whether it is good or bad thoughts, but just this thought comes in the mind. On its own it came. That is called hajis. If the thought lingers in the mind, it is called khatir. If the thought carries on in the mind, that you're thinking more about it, whether it's good or bad, now it is the second stage which becomes khatir. And if the person deliberates within himself whether to do the action or not, it is called now hadithun nafs. So now the three stages have passed. One is just a thought comes to our mind. The second is that thought remains in the mind. The third is, now a person thinks that must I do it, I mustn't do it, it's good for me to do. Like for example, when tashkil is made, the desire comes, I should give my name. Now we think, I must go now, I should go. Or we hear adhan, now I should go for namaz, I will make at home. Or that we just miss our namaz. Any thoughts that come, then those are the first three stages. When preference is given to a cause of action, it is called hab. Now when we reach the fourth stage, and that is now a decision that we are going to do it. Adhan, when must we eat first or must we go for namaz? Or we'll eat, finish, we'll make our own jamaat. All these various thoughts. So the first is the thought just comes to a person's mind. Secondly, the thought lingers on its own in the mind. Thirdly, a person now thinks about it properly. Fourthly, now he makes the hum. Now those are the causes which the mind goes through. And then from Allah Ta'ala's side, that comes the fifth stage, which is called azam. That is now a determination to do that. Whether it is good or bad, now a person is determined to do that. It is the final stage wherein one resolves to do the action. The ulama state that a person will not be answerable for the first three thoughts. First is hajis, that a thought just comes to a person's mind that Allah won't take him to task. No matter how evil the thought is, Allah won't take him to task for that. And then the other stages which Allah Ta'ala has, which a person goes through, regarding khatir and hadith on nafs, the hadith mentioned that Allah Ta'ala overlooks them. The first one, in any case, Allah won't take a person to task, no matter what evil thought a person thought about. The second and third, Allah in His kindness, Allah Ta'ala won't take a person to task for that. Allah has forgiven that. That the thought lingers on in a mind, a person could expel that thought. A person thinks about it himself now. Even if it is a bad thought, that also Allah Ta'ala has forgiven the ummah and they won't take them to task for that. There is no reward for good thoughts either, because there is no firm intent or resolve to carry out the action. And just the thoughts that come that I must do this good, I must do that good, that also there is no reward for that. The first three stages, the first stage, those are just, they are forgiven if they are bad. If they are good, it's just a thought. A person doesn't get the reward for it. The second and third, that a person, I must go for Hajj, I must go for Umrah, I must do this, I must do that good deed, I must go in Jamaat, etc. That also, until he doesn't make Azab, he doesn't have Ham, that intention properly, not that conviction still. He doesn't have that, for that or Allah Ta'ala, for the gunas, Allah won't take him to task. But for Ham, that is, he thinks that I must do this, this is good, really, I must do it. Allah rewards him for that. As for the stage of Ham, a reward will be recorded for a good action, but the sin will not be recorded for an evil one. When a person passes through all that, he decides, yeah, I think I must do this, this is good. Let us go for namaz now, let us go in Jamaat, he will get reward. And for a sin, when a person decides now, I must commit this sin, he hasn't still made that firm resolve that he is now making some, na'uzubillah, some bookings, now he's on his way to a casino or any other wrong thing, till then also Allah does not write that sin. If a person now abandons the evil thought due to the fear of Allah, Allah will record a reward for him. And if he follows through with it, Allah will record one sin against him. So when a person now makes this resolve to commit a sin, but now he then again he decides, he hears something, a thought comes to him, no, it's bad, how can I do this? This is not right, it's going to be very harmful for me. Then, and in the fear of Allah, Allah will in fact record a virtue for him. And if unfortunately he goes through and commits the sin, Allah only records one sin for him. As for the stage of azab, a person will be answerable for one's actions. When a person resolves that I must do this guna, and he starts making bookings also for his guna, whether it is a wedding function and there are going to be wrong things that he's organizing in there, whether it's a walima dawat, whether it's a Quran khatam dawat, but he resolves he's doing, there is extravagance in there, there are, for name and fame he's doing it, now Allah will record a sin for that person. If somebody advises him or whatever and he realizes it, it's wrong and he makes tawbah, he doesn't do it, he will get a reward for that. The entire process of recording good and evil demonstrates Allah's great compassion and generosity. A person who does not execute an evil action, despite his prior intention to perform the evil action, will be rewarded and will only receive one sin if he does execute it. This is Allah's great, great mercy. However, a person who has the intention to do a good action receives one reward because of his sincere intention. That is, when he made that Ham, which is a firm intention, already he gets the reward. And when he makes Azam, the reward goes even further. And if he follows through with the action, he receives 10 to 700 rewards, even more if Allah wishes. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this. This little discussion is not enough. We should go to ulama, ask them for the detailed explanation. And this is just by intention. Just a person be sitting quiet He's just lying on bed and he's been great ibadat if he's making good intention. And on the other hand, he can be sitting in the masjid and just his bad intentions are coming to him. He can be in guna while he's in the masjid also. Somebody might see a tasbih in his hand also. Quran Sharif is open in front of him, but he's making bad intentions and he's in great guna by Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very important aspect of our deen, our intentions, which are all inside a person. And by that a person can reach high stages, or may Allah protect us, he can go very down and very low into the adab of Allah. May Allah protect us all. Wa akhiru da'wana.